stroke on the smoke. They tell me to quit, don't listen what I'm told. They help me forget that this world is so cold. I don't even know what I'm chasing no more. Tell me what I want, just keep searching on. It's never enough, cup after cup, after. I wouldn't get one if I could find a flaw. In the car, then I put that on my mama. And my car, talking about some drama. I swear there ain't no time for women on the karma. It's either you're the karma. Man, I just wanna go flex. Gold on my teeth and on my neck. And I'm stone cold with the flex. With a squad and I'm smoking up a check. Push the gas, get them off, nosebleed. She ain't never met a youngin' do it like me. She got a man, but she said she really like me. She doing things to excite me. She sending all her friends snaps of my new tracks. Cause all these know what's about to come next. I hit my plug up, got the paper connect. I drop a couple bands, I just wanna go. Man, I just wanna go flex. Gold on my teeth and on my neck. And I'm stone cold with the flex. With my squad and I'm smoking up a joint. Man, I just wanna go flex. Hold on my teeth and on my neck. And I'm stone cold with the flex. With my squad and I'm smoking up a check. Knowing all of this, it just don't make a difference. I'm just talking to the ones that listen. I came with the heat, man, I swear I'm never missing. And I'm still the same, and I swear I'm never switching. Knowing all of this, it just don't make a difference. I'm just talking to the ones that listen. I came with the heat, man, I swear I'm never missing. And I'm still the same, and I swear I'm never switching. Man, I just wanna go flex. Hold on my teeth and on my neck. And I'm stone cold with the flex. With my squad and I'm smoking up a check. I just wanna go flex, gold on my teeth and on my neck. And I'm stone cold like the flames. I'm stone cold like the flames. That's hard.
Hello.
Yo.
Rally towel.
Hello.
Hey. Screw out that. Okay. Well.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio of Eastern Pennsylvania. It's the Hour of Influence. In the studio today, you have yours truly, the Kyle. Hype Henry, main host over here. We have Carnivorous Connor and
DJ
out,
Thatch.
Out in the field.
Sweet Thatch.
Out in the field, Max Perino. And
who is
once
this?
Again,
special
DJ
guest,
Tiny T.
So we got some birthday shout outs. You want to start us off with the first one?
Yeah, first one. The big man himself, Big Brian Luan.
Oh, yeah, okay. And then we got the second one coming up in the studio live for you guys. We're gonna play a little jam. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, DJ Tiny T. Happy birthday to you.
Blow out the candles.
Whoa! Whoa, whoa! Hey, Eduardo! Christine, Eduardo. Get in here! Christine, get in here! Oh, it's Eduardo working today. Eduardo, Eduardo!
Get in!
Oh, okay, let's just describe this. So, Eduardo bringing in this 26-inch flat cake. Oh my gosh. Taylor, how do you feel about
that? Is that shaped like a longboard?
I feel loved, man. I feel loved.
Yeah,
I feel
you know loved. How much effort it's we a, had to get board. That? Yeah, we had to get it shaped like a petty board. Do you know how much effort that was?
Uncanny.
Okay,
uncanny.
Let's blow it out on three. One, two, three. What did you wish for?
Can't tell you. Won't come true.
Okay, so let's talk about this. What is something that you've wished for as a kid, like when you blow out candles a couple years ago, that definitely has not come true?
To be cool.
Okay. And what was the worst birthday gift you have ever received, besides this cake?
Besides this cake?
Yeah.
This one takes the cake, but like, no pun intended.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Probably any gift that a grandmother gives, trying to either like shoes or clothes. It's the worst.
Like a green leather vest or like ugly socks.
Or they'll give me like a pair of shoes that just aren't my size. They don't bother to ask what size I am.
Yeah, well, tiny T, tiny feet.
Yeah, tiny T, and then they'll give me like a size 14 shoe, and that's just not me. A size 14 or a size 4?
Send that my way. So with that being said, you know, congratulations. Let's go up to the chopper. Let's see if we can connect. Hello. Oh.
We're getting a little, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, sir.
All right. Welcome back to the Arab Influence Chopper. We are up a couple hundred feet off the beautiful campus, Lafayette. Oh, what? Is that Carnivorous Connor? Oh, okay. He's coming back from a nice night in Roof. Wearing a nice cap to cover up that greasy hair.
Take a shower.
No, it's for the brisk temperatures outside.
Yeah,
we'll get to the weather in a minute or so. And there's also some massive tours going around, upwards of 3,000 people on one tour.
Yeah.
I don't know how this tour guide handles it.
Wait, now, who's more nervous, the parents or the kids?
The parents.
Parents, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go back to the studio for our next topic.
So, with that being said, let's see if we can connect to Max in the Kirby Desert. This is on the corner of the quad, literally on section of the quad. Wait. Okay, oh, he's in a sandstorm. Oh, he's in a sandstorm.
It's so sandy out here, man. Oh my gosh. But I have to admit, pretty cold out in the desert today. I have to admit. High of 40 degrees today, low of 23. Tonight, it's going to be 25 degrees. So it's going to be pretty cold when you guys go to the spinner. I recommend down coats. And wow, I see a camel with four humps on his back. I've never seen that before. That's crazy. Oh my gosh, I want to ride the camel to the football game later today.
Is that also all the Saudi Arabian princes currently in exile?
I think so. Also, another thing to remember, hump day is on Wednesday. Just remember that.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
Hump day.
Any other weather news while you're in the storm?
Yes, I do. I do have some more weather. Sunset at 4:46 p.m.
That's pretty early.
It's really early. Chance of snow, 0%. I don't think it would snow in the desert, honestly. But precipitation, 0 inches. Visibility, 10 miles. Pressure, 30.5 NHG. All right. That's what we got for the weather today in the desert with Max.
Stay safe. Keep on those ski goggles, Max. You know, it's a dangerous time out there.
I can't even see out here, man. It's crazy.
Get some glasses. Okay, with that being said, let's go to the sport report live from the Boston Harbor.
All right, everybody. My name is Connor.
Carnivorous Connor.
Brendan can't be in this weekend. But that's all right. I'll take care of sports. So fall is almost over, everybody. And you know what that means? That means our fall sports are closing up, coming down to a wrap. All right, so what we got? Men's soccer closing up their season with a 4-14 record.
Not bad.
Not good.
Could have been worse.
Big upside.
Yeah. Some young team. Bunch of all-star players.
That's
you know,
four more than none.
All-star player Seth Rollins.
Whoa!
Seth Rollins. Yeah, big man Seth.
Shout out. We got women's soccer finishing their season with a 5-9-2 record. Not too bad, you know, a little bit better than
that. 5-9-2, that's better. Good.
And now we got volleyball. You know, they're still going strong, I think, but I don't think they have one more game. And then we got field hockey wrapping up with a 7-11 record. 7-11. Not bad. You know, we're really clawing our way back here. But now we're going to talk about what everyone really wants to know. Lafayette football today playing the Colgate Raiders. Oh, just in. Field line correspondents telling us there's 3 minutes left in the first quarter and it's still 0-0. Game's all tied up. You know what this means? If Lafayette Leopards come through with a dub today, Lehigh's Patriot League Championship.
Patriot League Championship, we're telling you. And can we say what we did? So we had about 10 minutes before the show started, so we went over, grabbed a bunch of free t-shirts and sparkly smart water, and then left. So, but we still support the team, but we also support free t-shirts.
And free water.
And Reed.
Number 5.
So that being said, we're going to play one of the hottest tracks. No, the hottest tracks out of the UK. This is...
Get it.
Man's Not Hot.
Big Shaq.
Big Shaq in the building, live. We'll see ya. Grime scene, straight out of England. We'll see you in 3 minutes and 6 seconds.
State your name, cuz.
State your name, cuz. We only wear the Stone Island. Man's Not Hot.
We not in the park.
What are we not taking off,
fam? Find the park.
What are we not taking off? A jacket. Yeah.
My Ruba, shut up.
Hey, we'll see ya soon.
Yo. Big Shaq.
Big Shaq in the building.
The one and only. Man's Not Hot. Never hot.
Never hot.
Skrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr
this one is three big maths.
Okay. Everyday man's on the block, smoke trees. See your girl in the park, that girl was a when the thing went quack, quack, quack. You man were ducking. Hold tight, ask me, my brother. He's got a pumpy, big team. Hold tight, my man, my guy. He's got a frisbee. A trap, trap, trap on the phone. Moving that cornflakes. Rice Krispies. Hold tight, my girl, whip me. On the road, doing 10 toes. Like my toes. Like my toes. You man thought I froze. I see a pen girl on a post. Chilling. If she ain't on it, I post. Look at your nose. Check your nose, man. You donut. Nose long like garden hose. I tell a man's not hot. I tell a man's not hot. The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot.
Never hot.
I tell a man's not hot.
Never hot.
I tell a man's not hot.
Never hot.
The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot.
Never hot.
Hop out the four door with the 4-4. It was 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Us, man.
Chilling in the corridor.
Yo.
Your dad is 44. And he's still calling man for a draw.
Look at him. Look at him.
Let him know. When I see him, I'm gonna spin his jaw.
Finish.
Take man's twix by force.
Take it.
Send man's shot by force.
Send it.
Your girl knows I've got the sauce.
Flexing.
No ketchup.
None.
Just sauce.
Saucy.
Raw sauce. Yo. Boom. The thing goes. And the man's not hot,
man's not.
I tell a man's not hot,
never hot.
The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot,
never hot.
I tell a man's not hot. I tell a man's not hot,
never hot.
The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot.
Man can never be hot,
never hot. Perspiration ting,
spray that.
Lynx effects,
come on.
You didn't hear me, did you?
Nah,
use roll on, use that. Or spray, shh. But either way, A, B, C, D.
Alphabet ting.
The ting goes, you done know. Big shot. Man's not hot. I tell a man's not hot.
Never hot.
40 degrees and man's not hot.
Come on, yo.
In the sauna. Man's not hot.
Never hot.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to
WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania, the Arab Influence. We're back.
Your girl is an Uckus.
Uckus.
So let's talk a little bit about the grime rap, yeah?
Yeah, so grime, it's been around for a while. It's just starting to move across the pond to the shores of Canada. Canada, yes. North America.
North America to be
between. And the really the first or the biggest name in the genre is Skepta. And I think it started to get really big over here once Drake started to do some collabs with him. And also with my man Giggs.
Ryan
came to Whip an Excursion.
Excursion.
So, the music is kind of, it's almost like a satire, because rap music originally is for, like, I don't know, Henry, do you want to chime in on this?
Yeah, so we have a couple stages of rap music. We have originally, we see in the 80s, it's more of kind of like an anti-drug message, like people kind of preaching the wise wisdom, talking about the violence that affects. And then you move towards the 90s, and you see people still kind of preaching against it. But as you get to the late 90s to, like, the mid-2000s, we have people that are actually the drug dealers. So it's kind of glorifying the drug life. So just to restate, we got people against, like, all violence. We got people that in, like, the early 90s that maybe had to sell a little rock to get by, but they were, like, kind of pretty sad about it. Like, later 90s to mid-2000s, we have people that are kind of glorifying, like, the bling-bling era, actually selling drugs. And then recently we have rappers that are actually glorifying doing drugs, which is pretty interesting. We have Lil Wayne in his more kind of recent Scissorp career. We also have people like Lil Uzi, not as much as him, but more Mr. Gucci Gang, Lil Pump, and then of course we have Future, who actually in his divorce filings with Sierra said he actually doesn't do anything, he just raps about singing drugs. So a pretty interesting combination, to say the least. You guys have any thoughts on it? Like, it's really kind of, the beats are not really skeletal, but they really kind of pack a punch, you know?
Man, I think it bumps.
Okay, with that being said, guys, we have a scandal on campus. We have a scandal. So. Okay, so let's paint a picture of the scene. Okay, so we were at the last Saturday.
Was it Saturday or Friday?
It was last Saturday.
It was Friday.
No, it was Friday.
It was in the morning. It was last Saturday.
Saturday morning.
It was Saturday morning.
Okay.
Around 2 a.m., we head to the Tri-Delta Pancake Fundraiser.
Well, it ended at 1 a.m., so.
Okay, well, what time was it, Donnie?
Okay, I think we were there like
12:30 a.m.,
You're right. Okay, so
12:30. Get our facts straight. We don't want it.
So we were corrected. So 12:30 a.m. We get there, and you know we have to wait like 20 minutes to sit down, and we do end up getting pancakes. A little dry, but how much was it, DJ Thatch?
7 big ones.
A person? Okay, but it's important to remember you're not really paying for the pancakes. You're paying to help out the charity. Pancakes is like an extra kind of like side. And you know, those girls were trying to make us some good pancakes. I thought they were pretty quick.
Considering they were delicious.
Yeah, it was a success. But the scandal comes about. This has nothing to Tri-Delta, but the people that were, three people that were there, they stormed out of the pancake room and demanded a refund outside. Demanded a refund. So I was.
Well, the reason was.
Well,
because
we'll get into this. We'll get into this. So, yeah. So we were kind of curious about this. It just so happens, me and. Was it you, Kyle?
Yes, it was.
We were sitting in lower doing some typing and we could hear them talking about it. We're like, oh, those are the guys that got like the charity back. They demanded money back. And they said it's because like they waited 20 minutes and they weren't seated. They asked for pancakes and never got them. And it was like a ripoff. But at the same time, like they're almost stealing money from kids. You know, that sounds pretty harsh. Well, like when we were listening to their self-rationalization, they were like, yeah, well, we could give charity another way. But like, do you really think they sent $7 to like the Boys and Girls Club? Do you really think that? Probably not. And so let's kind of consider this. Like, we waited 20 minutes, but you have to kind of be aggressive in getting a seat. Like, this isn't a restaurant. It's some sorority, right? Thoughts.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think they just really got to chill out because, first of all, it's only, I think $7 is a small price to pay for
helping out children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, helping out children.
And all the pancakes you can eat.
And in the end, you got to look at the bigger picture. It's not about you. It's never just about you. You got to think about the children first of all. Mm. Think about, and also these sorority girls were working
their butts off,
man. Yeah, working their behinds off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a huge sorority like. Yeah. Overall, we're gonna have to give her the judgment of this. Wait, actually, one second. We're gonna have to give her the little shame.
Shame.
So shame on you guys for asking back for these $7. Like, can you imagine having the gall? Okay, like you're too shy to ask to like go get a seat, but you're aggressive enough to go like demand your money back. $7? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I worked.
See any reasoning in there?
Yeah. I worked all summer lifting stuff, scraping stuff, painting stuff. Yeah. Hard earned money. Okay, and then you know, it's a charity event. This isn't a professional business. They were trying to accommodate. And you guys just asked for this. Ridiculous. So, boys, let's get the vote. So let's vote either jerks or they pass. I'm going to vote jerk.
I think it's a jerk for me.
I think it's a bottom line jerk. Yeah, bottom line.
Big jerks, in my opinion. They shouldn't be taking... They should be donating the money and not taking their money back.
I think it's a tough call here. Tough call. I have to go jerks.
Jerks.
Yes, okay. Unanimous vote there.
Unanimous vote. So shame. So but before we move to commercial break, let's talk about when we were six, what did we want to do? Because you always hear about like adults saying, oh, when I was six, I wanted to be an astronaut. But like, what did we actually want to do when we were six? Like, do you guys recollect? Like, what was your childhood thing?
Well, I'll start off here. I think my childhood dream was to become a roller coaster designer.
Whoa. Wow.
Mm. I was very fascinated with that. Yeah. And I think that has loosely translated to where I am today as a civil engineering student. So still in the somehow engineering.
The biz, yeah.
Yeah. Not a loose relation. So yeah. It's not like I want to be a football player or anything. Yeah, so.
Football?
Sure got the legs for it, football. Mate. Got the legs for it.
Yeah.
Cab season. What about you, Maxwell?
Okay, so I was thinking when I was six, I played a lot of video games when I was six, played a lot of Mario.
No way, bro.
Yeah, and I wanted to work for Nintendo and make Mario games when I was six. So
isn't that what you still want to do?
Yeah. I love my Mario, man. It's the best.
Don't
it's
let awesome. Your dreams be dreams.
Make them realities.
Shia LaBeouf right there.
Yeah.
LaBeouf?
LeBois?
How about you, Carnivorous?
DJ Thatch?
I was infatuated, enthralled. Mm.
In Thatch?
Okay.
With garbage trucks when I was a kid. No, I just thought it was the coolest thing. But I was too scared to ever, like, go near one. But I was just like, oh, this is so cool. And I just remember telling my mom, like, that's what I wanted to do with my life. I wanted to hang off the end of a garbage truck. And you know what? Guys, I did it. I'm here now.
They actually make very good money. Like, for what I feel like what people expect of it, they make a decent amount of money.
No, it's definitely a dirty job.
It's just a lot of...
Yeah, it could be on Discovery Channel.
Yeah, you could be outside. Yeah. Well, you got to get up very early, but...
Yeah. Hard work.
Hard work.
But, you know, things fell through, guys. It didn't end up working out.
So. It's a shame, man. Can't follow your dreams.
No.
There's still time.
Yeah, maybe. One day.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Wait, DJ Tiny T?
Okay.
Yeah, what do I
get? Actually, when I was six, I wanted to be an artiste. An artiste. With a paintbrush. I'm actually very
specific. What kind of artiste?
I wasn't good with the paint. But with a colored pencil? You seen me with a colored pencil back in the sixth? Woo! So I won a coloring contest.
You know who got a B+ in art in seventh grade?
You got a B+. It's art. Everyone gets an A.
Yeah, well, apparently my artistic abilities were not up to snuff, even though it was an expressionist class. So it was a little abstract.
Opinionated.
Yeah, no, it was kind of bananas. With that being said, you know, don't you still do art?
Not really. No, unfortunately. I'm in a lot of humanities classes, actually.
Which you consider art as well. You can consider that art.
Liberal art.
But liberal arts, yes. But the actual coloring in the pictures I draw is unfortunately a thing of the past. And maybe I can resurface it someday, you know?
Okay, well, with that being said, we got a good show coming up. We got our nice stories about running for political office. We're going to let you guys take a little break with some Fortune and Son by the Creedence Clearwater Revival, as always you were listening to.
104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Let's have a quick PSA. Does anyone have a PSA?
Don't stick your hand in toasters.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Don't put paper towels in the toilet.
Yeah, clogs it right up. Okay, yeah. Let's go to this music break.
Man's not hot. Hello, mate. Hello, mate. We're back. We're back. So, we got a little topic today. We're going to talk about the banter, all that stuff of student council. So, you want to start it off, Kyle? Actually, Connor Thatch. Yeah, DJ Thatch. Let's so let you start off.
Carnivorous so, Connor Thatch. We're going to go all the way back here, guys. So, we're going to talk about how student council, you know, in high school, in elementary school, middle school, how you know everyone's trying to look good for the college, college apps. Even when you're young, you know your parents are pushing you. So I remember in elementary school, I decided to run for student council. Now they would pick two people in every class, right? So I was running against. They would take one guy and one girl, right?
Ooh, who was running?
I'm not gonna name drop right now. I think that you know I don't want to create any beef here. All of our fans would go beat him up, you know, but...
For sure.
So you know, it was in the sixth grade. All right, I'm taking you back. We were sitting in a circle, right? I got up and I said my 40-second speech.
You guys had a speech in sixth grade.
Yes, I said, hi, my name's Connor.
Oh, they must have thought, wow.
You guys, I didn't go the traditional route. I didn't say, I have all A's. You should vote for me. I didn't say that.
Ooh.
I said, you know, I really care about, like, our grade. I want to make sure, you know, we're going to be doing some fun stuff. But... To my chagrin.
Did you take the L?
The other person, they said, vote for me, and I'll give you a blue Jolly Rancher.
Oh,
that's jolly. That's jolly.
Yeah, a similar thing happened at my school where this girl, I think she was running for some position. I don't know if it was president, vice president, whatever. But she actually, she did her whole speech. Ooh. And then randomly said, everyone, look under your chair. She's trying to do like an Oprah thing.
Classic.
And find bagels.
Bagels? How many bagels was
First
that?
First of all, I don't know why she did the Oprah thing, because there weren't any bagels in the chairs. But then her friends started walking about, giving out bagels. Okay, problem one with this. That's just total, like, bribery.
Bribery. Total bribery.
Total bribery.
Scumbaggery.
Reason two why reason it's annoying. Two. I didn't get a bagel. Reason three.
Well, were you running against her?
No, I was just in the crowd.
Ooh, that's
juicy. Didn't get a bagel?
I didn't get a bagel.
You didn't vote for that,
there was
right?
No cream cheese on the bagel, so it's a total waste.
Ew.
Just reason like, four, they were store-bought, and they were tiny. Tiny
sound a little elitist here.
Yeah, so, yeah, maybe I am, but I don't know. And she ended up winning just because people thought...
What do you call a bagel you have at the beach? A seagull.
That was funny, Henry.
Max liked that one.
All right, so I think actually Hype Henry ran for office.
Oh, no. This is a... This is quite the story. So let me lay it down for you. So back in high school, I was you know, leader of a few clubs, president of this, president of that, you know, biggest club in the school, no big deal. But I wanted to run for student council, and these monsters wouldn't let me. So now that I'm out of contract, I can speak my mind. So basically what happened is I wanted to run, but they said you had to have ran for president the year before. You had to run for officer the year before to become president. And as me, a man of the people, okay, they wouldn't let me run because they were saying, it's fascism, that's what it is, because they wanted to keep this little monopoly. And then these two girls went and complained to, like, the head of the student council commie board that I shouldn't be allowed to. So I got a whole petition going. I got a whole petition going. We got like 200 signatures. It was a success. And then the school, like, faculty even had an emergency meeting about it, which is hilarious. And I am a man of the people. You know, literally, I've been sitting in these student council meetings, and they're talking about, like, gossip. Like, I'm trying to get real change passed. And these people just weren't having it. You know, it was kind of ridiculous, like junior year. And I'd been going to student council like a lot of junior year and even some of sophomore year. So it was kind of balls, to say the least. And then so they wouldn't let me run. So I had this petition. It was a big deal. But the thing is, I couldn't go too hard because I had these other clubs. So I had to get like their field trips approved and stuff. So then what did I do? I formed the Henry Lawan Super PAC. Okay. So we had a 22-person campaign staff. It was beautiful. We locked in a classroom.
Super PAC.
A super PAC, yeah. And so we ordered 1,000 stress balls. Let's say Vote Henry 2016.
Oh, wow. This is a serious super PAC.
Yeah. 500 lanyards.
Oh my
and
wow.
2,000 wristbands. Let's say Vote Henry 2016.
You still have some?
I have some because, as you'll see later in the story, they got banned, as you would expect.
Really?
So one day, me and my friend... few people, we walk into lunch. I start handing them out, and then you know, what do you know, some people get a hold of the box, we start chucking them everywhere. It's beautiful. And then next period, I get a call down from David Dr. Heisey, and he's like, nah, you can't give these out. So he takes my big box. Luckily, I have another box, so I keep handing them out outside of school. We got everyone rocking these lanyards. We are covering the field.
We are booling
out in the— And then so election day comes, and they said they'll let me run for anything. But like, two of my great friends are vice president and treasurer. So like, I'm not gonna like cross them like that, even though I'm pretty sure I'd win. So I just go for secretary, sweep the floor, and win. And then I have to deal with these guys for the next year. And then the thing is, like, the teachers were kind of mad that I like kind of embarrassed them by showing them how stupid their rule was. And get this. So if you wanted to run for president, class president, if you got past like being allowed to run their stupid rule, you had to go through a committee of like 14 teachers to be able to be allowed to run. Isn't that ridiculous? And so they literally said these kids can't run. Like, what happens to the voice of these people? These 10-year teachers are the most power hungry people I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's fucking—
You're good.
We're fine.
Okay. So, like, again, these teachers are the most power-hungry people I've ever seen. Like, how ridiculous is this sound view? How small are these people? They can't let a real man of the people win.
Yeah, I don't know. I think in a democracy of these days, I think anyone should have their say.
Yeah.
And that goes into free speech.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyone should be able to speak their mind, speak their ideals.
Yep, absolutely.
That's down to the
bottom. And to see that they wouldn't let me run. I went everywhere. They still wouldn't let me run. I was the man of the people. I was the people's choice, and they just wouldn't do it because they're just so small, very very power hungry. It was insane. I ended up winning secretary, but it's what it is. Kyle,
you have some thoughts on this.
Max, yeah, I think Max actually has some thoughts.
I actually have I got a little story about the student council at my school. So as much of a joke as my high school was, their student council was even more of a joke because, one, the student council president, who was in my grade, was like absolutely terrible. And sophomore year, they when he won like class representative for my grade, he was like, "Yeah, so we're gonna have a semi-formal dance in the winter."
Oh, steamy.
He's like, "Yes, and I'll bring dates." And they had a date set, all that stuff. And the head of student council at my school, who's also like a total loser.
Gosh, we're trying to trash you.
I have to admit, there's another story about the kickboxing club that I started at my school.
You started a kickboxing
club? I did, yeah. And he tried not approving it like 3 times. So I really don't like this guy. But he was pretty nervous about it. I don't know why. He's pretty much nervous about it, everything. So once the dance comes around, 1 week before, there was a snowstorm, and he cancels the dance. And it's fine. There's a snowstorm. I went to a private school.
Tell us about this kickboxing.
What?
Tell us about this kickboxing.
Oh, the kickboxing club? I'll tell you about the kickboxing club after this student council story I have. It's almost done. It's almost done. A week after the snowstorm.
The snowstorm?
A week after the snowstorm that canceled the semi, he decided, like,
what's
2 days
semi?
Before...
Semi-form.
Okay, dance. Okay, there we go. 2 days before it, he sends out an email, and he's like, "I don't see a lot of interest," even though pretty much everybody in my school was yelling. He's like, "I don't see a lot of interest, so I'm just canceling it for good." And, like, nobody got their money back. It was, like, $200 to go, and, like, nobody got their money back. That's how much of a joke student council was.
What a joke.
Yeah. It's like these teachers that are heads of like clubs and stuff. It's kind of ridiculous, like all the stuff they go through. Like, let me give you an example. At my school 10 years ago, the one of the heads of a prominent club, they got caught with like $10,000 in like scratch off lottery tickets inside their desk. They've been embezzling the whole time, and so she didn't even get fired. She was like a year away from retiring. They just had to retire early. Like that's. It's also low-key news. But that's the type of stuff we're talking about. Like, it seems like, especially in high school, the power dynamic is just so, it's just so unjust. Just so unjust. Like, at least here, we're treated as kind of a little bit more adults. But you would think that since we're, like, legally not adults in high school, you know, there'd be a little bit more balance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. But I think we're going to go to a music break. And after that...
No, wait.
DJ Tiny T.
Yeah, the accidental class vice president.
Yeah. Accidental?
Well, I mean, like, you just did it.
Oh, yeah. In my school, student council and officer positions weren't much in work, I should say. Once you got the position, you had it till next year, and you didn't do anything for it. senior year, actually. Senior class president you're looking at right here. You can't see me or listen to me. But
and how many stress balls did you buy?
Stress balls. It might have been a negative stress ball number.
Yeah.
Zero. Actually, my campaigning was, hey, vote for me. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's it. That's pretty much it.
Small town politics.
Oh, yeah. And I think the person running against me was doing less than that. Even less.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you say don't vote for me?
He was like, maybe he didn't even show up at school. Who knows?
Okay.
Don't even know.
Yeah,
it was a very easy ride. What can I say?
Yeah. Well,
then again, maybe it was just the intimidation factor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's DJ Tiny T.
Tiny T, don't mess with him.
Yeah.
All right, so I think after this song, we'll be accepting calls. Is that right, Penner?
I think that's true indeed, but we're going to head to Lotus Flower Bomb by Wale.
Let's give him the number.
I'm giving him the number. Go.
610-330-5316.
Once again, that is
610-330-5316.
5316.
We'll see you, boys and girls.
Right after the song.
In a few.
Lotus Flowerblom by Wale and Miguel.
I want to enjoy the luxury of like not knowing each other for real. Hold up.
Lotus flower bomb, firefly. When I'm low, she take me high. I can teach you all the sounds of love.
Flower bomb, let me guess your favorite fragrance. And you got that bomb. I'm trying that in nature. No disrespecting, baby. Just trying to make you smile. Try to keep my spirits up. That's why I lay it down. Try to keep your spirits up. Lil' vodka, whatever. Took it forever to get dressed. I acknowledge your effort. So I clap for her. She deserves an applause. Shawty working so hard. She deserves that baton. Shawty, wear your baton. Racing through my mind like she heard that. I got that work. I heard that she been on strike. Care to tell? I read your mind. She been on them dollars first. Caramel. Macchiatos with Shawty getting to work. I can be your boyfriend, be your nigga, or a friend with perks. I'm just trying to work that. They just trying to work your nerves. I'm just trying to read your mind. I'm just trying to feed you mine. I'm just trying to give you light. They just trying to leave you blind.
Living in a fantasy. I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby.
Can I blow up on your mind? This is not no Sandra Bull, but your potion number 9. Navigating through her eyes, destination to her thighs. And I hate to tell you too much, cause I stay with too much pride. And we way too young to know love. Maybe not, but we don't need no rush. Don't believe in love at first sight, but believe in love at first. Can I be with you just one night? I can wear you out inside. I can tell you like persistence, but I make you come and try. So I just think we need one night. Can't decide if I came right. Easy, baby, my thing tight, but that lotus flower just ain't right. I ain't thinking I ain't right. Can't decide, but I can't fight. Easy, baby, you the bomb and all, but I be damned if I do not land mine. Or at least try. Can I speak up? Or is it peace out? Can we eat lunch? Can we take shots with your flavor? Flat drinks, we call 8 cups. I just think I need one night. Slightly more if it's done right. With that gorgeous face, I don't know your name. It ain't important, babe, because I'm going to call you mine.
A fantasy. I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby. I'm talking about eternity. Tell me, would you care to be my lady, my baby? Cause you don't know me, you don't know me. If I keep sticking me, what's it gonna be? You don't know me, you don't know me. Well, let me teach you all the sounds of
I didn't realize it was even a conversation. I always assumed we would be heavily involved.
This is bad. We gotta definitely write a song about how we do not diddle kids. Do not diddle kids. It's no good diddling kids.
There is no quicker way for people to think that you are diddling kids than by writing a song about it.
You gotta write a song. It's just a, ooh, I wouldn't do it with anybody younger than my daughter. It'll know little kids gotta be big. Older than my wife, younger than my daughter, something like that.
Classic statement from the man in charge, that is Always Sunny in Philadelphia, season 7, episode 3. But you know, the diddling kids, that's unfortunately a big topic in Hollywood this week. Not just diddling kids, but kind of diddling everyone. So we have some new stars to fall. We have Mr. Louis C.K. coming out and stepping away from the limelight. Movie premiere canceled. It's just not a good situation. We have Kevin Spacey. Definitely a top toucher. And then we have, of course, like a bunch of other more minor directors and actors being accused. So good. Just, you know, it's bad that this was going on in Hollywood behind the news. With that being said, do you think this is just gonna keep coming out, guys, or what do we think?
You know, it's a real shame, but it's definitely worth being exposed. You know, sometimes these actors and these powerful people, they just think they can get away with it, and it's really unfortunate. You know, I think probably more of it happens than we realize, and I really hope, you know, it starts coming out a little bit more. I love, like, say Louis C.K.'s comedy, you know, I don't necessarily want to support someone who's doing things like this. Same thing with, you know, Kevin Spacey. You know, very good actor, but yeah.
Yeah, tot. He's a tot. Tot Dodger. So that's definitely.
House of Cards. Oof.
Yeah, canceled. So that's the last season we're ever gonna get. They stopped shooting because people on the scene accuse him of that. In terms of other news, of course,
still got Stranger Things though. It's a good show.
Yeah, got Stranger Things. Actually, there was a thing where a 30-year-old actor this week tweeted that Finn, when he turns 18, to
go out with him. Oh, I did see that. Yeah.
Completely inappropriate. Disgusting. But yeah, definitely not a good situation. So we got some different stuff coming up. Of course, if you want to call in, feel free. We also have a pretty nice thing. We have a freestyle coming up. Pretty good. We have about 10 minutes left. So, yeah, guys, what are you looking forward to in the week?
Max?
Yeah, Max, what are you looking forward to?
You've been looking forward to a few TV shows.
Oh, yeah. So, this week, on Tuesday, we got Flash at 8 and Legends of Tomorrow at 9. Ooh. And on Thursday, we have Arrow, of course. But the week after that, the week of Thanksgiving, we got Crisis on Earth X, the four-way crossover with all four shows. So Monday night, we got Supergirl and Arrow. And Arrow's on at a different night because of this. So Arrow's on a Monday instead of Thursday in 2 weeks. And then the next day, we have Flash and Legends. And it's like it's almost like a four-hour movie. It's going to be insane. It's called Crisis on Earth
X. And of course, Max, you make sure you finish your schoolwork before you watch all these shows.
Oh, of course. Always.
Let's give a shout-out to DJ
Tiny T, DJ Hype Henry.
For missing the sauna last night to finish and make sure his essay was proofreadable.
Yes, that's true. You had to finish that essay. I have an essay to finish
grind
too.
Grind season.
Actually. So that being said, we got a little around the room freestyle to show you how bad we are at freestyling. This beat's called Cantaloupes. It's pretty fire. Let's see how it sounds. This is going to be a DJ Hype Henry, DJ Tiny T. One of the hardest things in the world, freestyle without cursing. So let's see how bad we are. Yo.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey. Yo, DJ Tiny T.
Oi, mate. My last girlfriend was Kate. She was a bit late.
When I took her out on a date. Gonna have to pay extra parking that rate. Wanted to leave, so I went to skate on my penny board.
With some mates.
Yep. It was a tight fit. I skated right quick back to the quad. Play Call of Duty, then I got a quad. Took a hit from the box mod.
Man, yo girl, man, she not hot.
In fact,
Tie my shoe not, in a knot.
Not She looking like a thought. Left an apple outside and it did rot. Everybody knows I just can't be stopped. Drop the new mixtape, yeah, it's gonna drop. Then it's gonna pop like an AK. I've been rapping
like it
all day. Yo, back to DJ Tiny T. He's gonna spit some fire on the beat.
My name's Tiny T. Yeah, I like me. Yeah, you do me. She, hey.
get it. Pop. Skibbity, skibbity, skipping, skipping down the block. Ooh, let me tell you, don't call the cops. Don't call the cops. Don't call the cops. Ooh.
Yeah, ooh. My game's so nice.
Yeah, we list.
Yeah, we got some ice.
Got some ice. I like my ice Italian. Strawberry flavored Ritas with some stallions. Oh, yeah, we spit it in the booth. Yeah, this ain't John Wilkes Booth.
Ooh.
Ow, I just think I cracked my tooth.
That hurts, man.
That was on a Ruth candy bar. Started in 1924. Tastes expired, I'll leave it out the door. Ooh, ooh. Yeah. Better watch out or you'll be sore. Hit the gym, make a detour to the sauna. It feels nice, it feels nice. What doesn't feel nice is lice. Gotta take a shower after the sauna. Take it for an hour.
Ooh.
This is WJR Rage 104.9 Power. Ooh.
Power.
Yeah, that's soaking sour. Just kidding, that's bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Back
yeah.
to DJ Tiny T.
Hold on.
Oh,
Connor,
DJ Patch. Patch. Patch on the beat. Patch on the beat.
Patch on the beat.
Cut the beat.
Cut the beat.
Pull up.
Do some pull-ups, working out. Then we gotta pull up to the squad. On the quad, get a quad. Squash courts, gonna squash you if you try to thwart my victory. Step up to me, come and see. I'm always on time for class, this isn't no delinquency.
Oi.
Come and rock with me, post-concert in Philly.
Oh.
I'm the OG, you can't stop me. This is ASAP, but no Rock E.
Oi.
Climbing up the steps, we running in the robes.
Oi.
Come back, lay a platinum track in the studio.
Oi.
And I'm going in, try to stop me now.
Oi.
Not gonna go bankrupt, I'm not Bow Wow. On the concert tour, on the concert tour. I've been rhyming, born in 99, but rhyming since 2004.
Oy.
And I'm gonna explore, cause that's my grind. Everyone knows that it's my time. Being math, but I'm still gonna shine. All these ladies, they be looking so fine.
Oy.
These other rappers, they don't even have a spine. Sipping that. Fine wine, 1982, on that vintage grind, 1982, I just be the fine, I'll give you a fine, park my car in the street, I got that ticket money, yeah I'm on repeat, ooh, ooh, I said I'm on repeat, I said I'm on repeat, I said I'm on repeat,
don't know.
Ooh, now I'm not peeing, oh, it's over, okay,
you don't know. Yeah.
So yeah, good times, guys. So we ended that with a little freestyle. Shout out to DJ Tiny T once again.
Any shout outs left,
his
guys?
His birthday.
Oh, we got some shout outs for this week.
Any big listeners?
Shout out to our probably our biggest fan, listens every week, Juliana. She's watching right now. So
watching,
listening. I'm sorry. Well, she could be watching the computer screen. Right?
We got you're right. My man's Leah holding it down in the roof.
Also, my. Our squad, Dana.
Whoa!
Yeah. Hey. I hear they're cuffed. They're cuffed.
Yeah, that's I think that's big news. So
yeah,
man, cuffing season.
It's cuffing season.
Yeah. Wait. Our field correspondent Max Pena says we saw Connor at Tiffany & Co. last week picking out a ring.
It's also cold season, so make sure you get your medicine, get your vitamin C. Yeah.
I heard he was buying a diet with a lot of carrots. Good for vision and good for bling. You know what I'm saying? Ice too hot. So, yeah, guys, definitely we're going to send you out with some.
What's on?
I'm thinking some Taylor Swift today, actually. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, Gorgeous?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's
Okay.
The new album just came out, actually.
And it's not available because she's a jerk.
Yeah, it's not available on Apple Music because she don't like Apple Music.
No, it's not available streaming anywhere.
Are you kidding me?
It's not available.
Can you listen to it?
Go on YouTube. Go on YouTube. It's on like YouTube.
No, no, they keep taking it down. We can still listen to Gorgeous, but all the other songs,
yeah,
not released for a week. So that being said, enjoy the show. We hope you enjoyed us goofing around this week, casual week. We won't be here next week or the week after, right? We have the Lehigh game. We also have Thanksgiving break. We're going to come back with the Power Special. We have interviews. We have some more Out in the Field in the works.
Yeah, huge Out in the Field episode. With 3 weeks Laugh of Lehigh footage. Special, Laugh Lehigh Special.
And of
3 course.
3 weeks
worth of footage.
And of course, out. You know, we'll have some more fire in the booth.
Yeah, once again, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This hour of influence. We're signing off with Gorgeous by Taylor Swift.
Yeah, yeah, great yeah. Song. Gorgeous. Talk. You should think about the consequence of your magnetic field being a little too strong.